Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good and mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has so much to say to his people who love and care about his ways, people who cherish the things of God. The Lord notices you when you hear the gospel of God, the gospel of Jesus Christ, and you respond and you take it seriously. You know it's true. And you treat it as it's holy. God watches. He watches to see how people respond to the things of God. When you hear good testimonies and when you see how people do things, you see the light of God's word in action. You notice it. And you care about it. You wish you could do the right thing. God notices that. He judges the heart. He's looking for people who will love others, people who will love the ways of God. And he knows that we've been groomed by the world. And he watches to see who will walk out of darkness and share in his love. He's looking for people who are true. Remember, in the beginning, Genesis chapter 1, God chose the light and he divided the light from the darkness. He's still doing that with people. He does it with action. And those who he know have a desire towards him, the Lord will send messengers to them. He will cause you to hear the word before it's too late. And if your heart loves the word of God, you will hear it. Some preachers are set up to help people grow. Those are pastors and teachers. They teach people knowledge. And then the Lord has people who go out and get people. Apostles and prophets and evangelists. The Lord has different types of ministers. Now people here, you don't have to be called to the fivefold ministry to minister, because his men and women of God teach others and they go out and do the work too. But when the message of Jesus hits your ears, please respond in faith for your sake. But those who love God, those who have a desire towards the things of God, God notices everything and he thinks of everything. Many people will stand before the Lord, and one thing they'll have in common is that they know for a fact that the Lord had their back. Even the people that went to hell, the Lord tried to get them. He sincerely tried. Now, he don't compromise when it comes to light and darkness. He chose the light and divided it against the darkness, and divided the darkness against the light. God put enmity between his seed and Satan's seed. Jesus is the seed of woman. He put enmity between the seed of woman and the seed of the serpent. Men don't like snakes, and snakes don't like men. Now, people have them as pets. Some are domesticated. Somebody's going to always want something like that. But God loves his people, and he chose light. And he divided the light from the darkness. And he's the one that put enmity between his people and Satan's people. And this goes deep. It doesn't mean that you don't love people, but there's enmity there. Any preacher that knows this, when you preach to some in some places, sometimes days like funerals, weddings, people come to a church situation that don't want to be there. They don't like church. They don't want to go there. They don't go on their own. Holidays, people go to church. They don't go on their own. They go to see their grandchildren or their children. And sometimes even children go because they have to go. And when they get older, they don't want to go anymore. And that's the good churches and bad churches. There are all kind of people out there. But God chose the light, and he meant it. He did it on purpose. And he divided the light from the darkness. And he did it. He did it on purpose. He meant to do it. That's the way it's supposed to be. But when you preach to people that don't want to hear, you can feel the resistance. You can feel the pushback. And sometimes if you pay attention to the Holy Spirit, he ministers, he deals with them different than he do his own. Jesus spoke parables to the crowd because there was a pushback. They didn't really want the gospel. They wanted to see the miracles. They weren't interested in changing their life. People are no different now. But to those who loved his ways, and there are people out there that's still trapped in the world that will love God's way. They will love to hear his voice. They don't know God will talk to them and wake them up and give them songs in the night and show them visions and relate with them. See, God, he relates to us who love him. He relates to his people who love him. He relates to his people who have been washed in the blood and they love him. He can relate to them. And Jesus explained the parables to people who wanted to know. But it was a mystery to people who hardened their heart. Now, what God did in the beginning, he's doing throughout the whole word of God. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 3, it said, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light that it was good and divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. This is also a parable. This happened. This is true. It's a fact, but it's also a parable representing the fact that God chose his people, and the people who reject him, he divided them. He made a division. Even you are divided. The word of God will divide your soul and your spirit, the desires of your spirit from the desires of your unrenewed mind, which is the soul. Now, the soul, the mind can be renewed, but the word divides. It divides you according to your motives. See, you believe God in your heart, you're saved, but your mind is still contrary. But your mind don't have to stay that way. You can renew it. You fill your heart with the word of God and you can renew your mind and you'll stop having troubling thoughts. You'll start having victorious thoughts. In place of wisdom, in place of foolishness, you'll have wisdom. In place of strife and unforgiveness and hatred, you'll have the love of God. Instead of being poverty stricken and thinking that God is out to get you and keep you poor, you'll know that he gave you the same potential to prosper. See, there's a way to prosper. There's a way to go forward. You just have to learn to work the kingdom. You do what God's, you start by doing the love of God. Do the things that God has put in his word. And it works. And it'll work on your behalf. And you'll see that it works. And you'll be blessed because it works. And you'll see things differently. You'll see things in a better way. Now, the Lord loves you. He's going to help you go forward. He's going to help you do what's right. He's going to help you please him. He has an answer for every concern you can ever come up with. So take the Lord at his word. If you can take him at his word, you can do the things of God. You can do what you normally didn't do. You can live beyond what you've seen others around you do. You can grow. You're not stuck in the past. You're not stuck in the way it was. You just have to take God at his word. Anybody can do it. God is love. He's real and he's with us to help us. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com. newlivingletters.com. That's newlivingletters.com. And I thank the Lord that he has put things in works, that he put things in motion that works on our behalf. But the Lord is searching and looking for people who will hear. Now, the Lord is, I've ministered His word a long time, and I never felt the urgency I feel now. He's trying to find people who want to be saved. Now, see, He has to come back and judge the world. And He wants people that will, if He know that they will hear, He wants them to go and get saved. Now, He's not desperate. Don't get me wrong. God is never desperate. He's not desperate. If you don't want heaven, He knows how to deal with that. He's not going to get depressed if you don't go to heaven. He's not desperate for you. He loves you. But He's going to do all He can to help you go to hell, because He cares about you. He will even cry if you miss out. And there are people in hell that wish they would have gotten saved. There are people, they didn't get in covenant with God. They didn't believe on Him. And now it's too late for them. They can't get saved. They can't come back and do it over. They wish they could come back and not steal the money. There are preachers that went to hell. They stole the money in the church. Preachers. You know, the Lord told me a long time ago that in the last days many people would become preachers. And now it's happening. I see it. This was about 2007 or 8 when He told me this. I had a dream. I used to work on cars out of my truck. And my first business was a mobile auto service. And sometimes I work in neighborhoods that things might go on that when it get dark. So I used to try to be done before it got dark. All right. Now, the Lord was always with me. I never got robbed or hurt or nothing. But I was trying to put a transmission in a car. And three guys were standing around. And they were not mechanics. In fact, in the dream, they worked for the county. They was out to work. They had just gotten off work, and they were just hanging around talking. And they noticed that it was about to get dark, and I wasn't done yet. And they said, he's going to run out of time. And they became mechanics and helped me finish my job. And in moments, we had the transmission in the car and bolted up and ready to go. They became professional mechanics, and they were not mechanics. I knew this in the dream. And I woke up. I said, Lord, what was that about? He said, in the last days, many people are going to become preachers. And I wondered for years how this was going to work. But it happened. It's happening. There are people that's having dreams and visions. Joel said your sons and daughters will have dreams. And now from the time of Acts, way back when Peter was on the scene, he quoted Joel, said your sons and daughters will prophesy. And it's happening. Your young men will dream dreams and your old men will see visions and vice versa. All that's been happening. But now it's more, you see more videos of people having dreams of the rapture, dreams of heaven, dreams of hell, visions. Some people have been taken there. They went to sleep and the Lord took them to heaven. Or the Lord took them to hell, and sometimes both. And they come back and talk about it. And they post it on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. These are heroes. They became preachers. They're doing what a lot of preachers have not done. They're showing people how real it is. They don't diminish the word. They tell you just like it is. They preach better than pastors that I know of. Because they tell you the truth. They tell you to leave the world alone. And some people have forgotten about that. They preach a soothing gospel. Now, God's word and everything they're saying is true if you love God. But if you love the world, you're in danger. And the people on YouTube and the people that have the dreams that I'm talking about, they're saying the same thing that God put in my heart. The same dreams and visions that I've had. Sometimes word for word. I can still remember when I went to hell. I still see the people. And I wanted to help. And God wanted to help, but he couldn't because they made a choice. And whatever choice you make, God respect that choice you made. You're not going to like it sometime, but he can't do anything about what you choose. He has to get you to decide on your own to come out of the world and be saved through Jesus Christ. It's easy to be saved. You just believe on him that he washed away your sin. And he live right. Easy. Believe from your heart. We all have to believe in the heart. We have to choose heaven. We have to do the same thing God did. We have to choose the light and reject darkness. We choose Jesus and reject Satan. We choose Jesus and his way of life and reject Satan and his way of life. On our own. Of our own free will. That's the way we do it. That's the way it's done, folks. No magic. God loves everybody. And everybody is judged already. Jesus is the divider. He's the savior, but he's also the plumb line. God measures everything by him. All men are measured by him. He's the divider. The word of God is too. Jesus does the same thing that God does. And the word of God does the same thing that God does. And the Holy Spirit does the same thing that God does. The Holy Spirit, the word of God is already written. But it is designed to give grace to the humble and resist the proud. When people become proud in their heart, full of pride and hatred, the word of God wants to minister to them, but it doesn't want them in that condition. They gotta receive the light of God's word. So if they won't receive the light of God's word, it's a mystery to them. It's a parable. Now they can judge some things, but the mysteries they can't solve. All the proud men and women, when they read the Bible, it's a puzzle. They can't figure it out. Now, in Judah and Israel, Judah is a tribe of Israel. And they are got into idolatry. And they kept on getting in idolatry, and they wouldn't change their heart. And they always did the wrong thing. As a group. So the Lord had to deal with this problem. So what he did was, he blinded them. If you study Isaiah chapter 6, he blinded them. He divides light from darkness. They wouldn't choose the light, so he blinded them from the word because they kept on hardening their heart. And they wouldn't stop. They loved the world system. And then whenever they had an unrighteous king, the people, see, when you have a king, if he's king long enough, the whole, whatever he's over would take on his personality. Whenever they had a rogue king, the whole country would go rogue. But then that would always be a remnant of people that stayed the course of God no matter what happened around them. These are the people that God loves. These are the people God can work with. These are the people God share his mysteries with. That's why some Christians see things and others don't. That's part of the reason. Some people need to seek more, and then they'll learn more. Now, if you study Isaiah chapter 28 and 29, It got to the point where the leaders would go to the Bible and they couldn't understand it. And they tried to get an educated man to solve the mysteries, and they couldn't do it. Then they went and tried to get an uneducated man to solve the mysteries. And he was blinded too. He couldn't do it. But along came Jesus. And also, people who love God, they were not blinded. People like Daniel, they were not blinded. There were people out there with the people of God that could understand the parables, that could understand the written word of God. Now, the word of God is still a mystery to the proud, but it gives hope, it gives life, it gives understanding fully to those who humble themselves and seek to love God. I learned more from the Lord when I asked Him to teach me how to love His people. If you got strife in your heart against people, it's hard to get along with God. He deals with love, folks. And I know how it feels. You love somebody that's out to get you. It's not appealing, but necessary to love them anyway. I found the wisdom in it. And I knew that I like justice like anybody else. I'm not a pushover. I'm not afraid of folks. And I want to be treated just like anybody would. I want to be treated well like everybody does. But the Lord taught me that sometimes it's necessary to love people where they are. Your love can make the difference. And He taught me, and I've seen it. Sometimes the people who I loved didn't love me. They had it in for me. But I stayed consistent, and I learned something from the Lord. He said, if you love people, they'll respect you. If you live holy, they'll trust you. And if you're wise, you'll hold their attention. In other words, you give them hope if you live wisely, and if you love them, and if you're holy, you give others hope. And then they can transition out of the world. And every time I had problems with people, they always had a terrible background. They didn't grow up around a lot of love. They grew up around a lot of problems, hard-headed parents. They were around a lot of debauchery. It was hard for them to trust people. And they need love too. They had a terrible beginning. And the Lord taught me things about people. And it motivated me to just love people the way God loves me. And as I grow in His love, I love more. Now, everything, I asked the Lord about love one day. I said, what was my question? I asked him about love, how do they define it? He said, in heaven, love is defined by what you do. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. That means He really loved this world. He loved the people of this world so much that He gave His only begotten Son. But Jesus didn't come reluctantly. He laid His life down. And in the Garden of Gethsemane, He prayed to His will match God's, and he did it on purpose. Every disease a man can get, it came on Him. By His stripes we are healed. He paid for your healing. If you're laying up hurting on a deathbed, wondering why God won't heal you, He paid for you to be healed. You just got to believe. Stop worrying about your condition. Don't look at the condition anymore. Look at what the Word said. By His stripes you're healed. He did something to heal you. You got to believe Him and receive your healing. You believe what Jesus did for you personally, and don't let anything change your mind and your heart. Believe it in your heart and know it. And your body will change the facts in your body. The pain will eventually be gone and the condition, and you'll have your strength back. You'll be able to eat food again, and you'll have all the signs of healing. And your time can be extended. And you can go to baseball games again. And you can do things that you want to do again. It doesn't matter how old you are. By His stripes, you're healed. You can surprise everybody if you believe the Word of God. But if you doubt in your heart, you're going to die. Now, it may be challenging to your mind. Even if you doubt in your mind, you can still be healed, but you can't doubt in your heart anywhere. You have to believe and doubt not in your heart. And doubt is, in fact, a choice. You can choose not to doubt by studying the Word of God, filling your heart with the Word of God and the hope of God's Word. And you'll start repairing. You'll start coming to life. You are not the first person to do this either. Now, in your circle, you may not have known anybody to do this, but I see it all the time. Every week somebody gets healed, but they hear the Word and they're trained right and they believe it. There are people who the Word of God is not a mystery to them. Anybody that will love God and His ways, you can choose to love God just like you can choose to love the world. And you can choose to walk out of the world. You can choose to hate the world system. Not the people, but the system. The lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. You can choose at your own will to hate that stuff and walk away from it. You can learn the wisdom of God against it. You don't have to remain in a foolish condition. You can learn wisdom and apply it in your life, and God will help you do it. And this is what Satan is afraid of will happen. Because if you do it, you're going to affect everybody you know. They're going to see your life heal in broad daylight. Over time, you'll be another person to them. And they'll talk about it. And the humble people are going to ask questions. The proud people are going to be angry. And all of your friends and family will be provoked. And eventually, they'll be inspired. And people that are older and smarter and more intelligent, you'll come out doing things in a greater way. And they'll be provoked. But when they see the finished work of God in your life, it's inspiring to everybody. And they'll see the light, and either they'll come to it or they'll resist it. And that's the way it is. People that were known to be more intelligent, they get offended when people that they deem less intelligent do better than them. It provokes them. It always provokes their pride. But that's good, because when you follow God, that's what happens. Some people will even get jealous and envious, and some people will learn to respect you. Some people will be happy for you. I've had all these things to happen. I watch, and you see it. It works. God's word works. And the Holy Spirit comes to help you understand it personally. And that's why the Word of God is designed to minister to those who are humble. God is still dividing light from darkness. So when a person that loves God starts looking at the darkness, then the Word of God starts resisting him or her. And when the person that's in the darkness starts looking to the light, the Word of God starts giving them illumination so they can come out of the world. Because the Word of God is alive. The Word of God does what God does. The Holy Spirit does what the Father does. And the Son does what the Father does. Jesus does what God does. And the Word of God is the Word of God, so the Word of God does what God does. It divides light from darkness. The only ones that's out of order are preachers that compromise. And people that try to hide the light that God put in them. If you love God, you automatically are a light. If you follow His ways in action, if you do the things of God, you're allowing your light to shine. The light didn't come from you, it came from Jesus, and your obedience to Him enable you to carry it. Your obedience to God, you believed on Jesus, you came to Him, you live according to His word, you don't deviate, you don't go back to the world. You decided to join God. You are His family now. You are His child. You're some kin to Him. You are His blood. When He see you, He see Jesus. He loves you just like He loved Jesus. He'll do for you the same things He'll do for Jesus. No different. and you're carrying the light. Just don't hide it. You don't have to compromise. Even if when preachers compromise with the wicked and they compromise with the world and they start playing with the world, they're not helping. The world system still hates them. When you try to appease people that don't mean they like you, you might as well love God and do it His way. And stop compromising. Like the people that do the YouTube videos. They trying to help you live forever, and they tell you the truth. They don't have anything to lose. They don't have a building to pay for. And even if you did, don't compromise. If you compromise, you're not building with God, and you're scattering the people of God. That's why some people, good people, going to leave. You're in fear trying to keep everybody there. And then you're scattering the real church, trying to hold on to the wicked. Let the wicked be wicked. Now, Jesus didn't say try to please the wicked and try to please the righteous. He said, let him that be righteous still. Let him that be wicked still. You don't, it's not your business what they choose. It's not my business what a person choose either. But I do all I can for those who love God and everybody.